share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Religious Affairs, Datuk Idris Ahmad, in a Facebook post, said that Religious Affairs Department, JAKIM, is seeking to stamp out the spreading of fake news and fitna through its Stop Fitna, Slander, on social media campaign. This initiative is very apt because we want to ensure that society gets the right information or news that is authentic and true. JAKIM said it would be using teachings from the Quran and Hadith, actions and sayings of Prophet Muhammad, to raise awareness about the dangers of spreading slander. It urged the public to support the campaign by using the hashtag #HentakanFitna to media social on their online postings and to use the campaign logo as their WhatsApp profile picture. Malaysians are confused. The announcement of the campaign was met with confusion by Malaysians who questioned why the Ministry of Religious Affairs is so concerned with fake news when there are other government ministries and departments more suited to dealing with the issue of fake news. Some users also pointed out how ironic it is for a member of PA to launch an anti-slander campaign, as several members of the party have been known to make outrageous comments and statements in the past. Minister from the party that spreads fitna launched an anti-fitna campaign. Hilarious. Another user commented, ironic as those who spread fitna are usually from the party. What do you think of the campaign? Should it really under purview of the Religious Affairs Ministry? Also read, I want us to think of this Govt as a family. PM tells public servants to defend Govt against fake news. Source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.